Missy Franklin has joined us on Sports Byline USA. I know you're listed at 6'1" tall. Does that give you an advantage, any discernible advantage in swimming?
Oh, absolutely. I think so for sure. I'm 6'1". I have size 13 feet, so my dad always jokes that I have my own built-in flippers. But I absolutely think it's given me a huge advantage. It's definitely not everything. There's so much work that goes into it. But the height definitely does help, and I'm very blessed to have the genes that I did.
What was it that drove you towards swimming? Because I know you played basketball, you played tennis, soccer, skating, yep. and volleyball. But what was it that ultimately made you decide to go in that direction sports-wise?
Yeah, so I played everything when I grew up, which I think is another thing my parents did unbelievably well, is I tried everything. I mean, I literally did everything you could possibly imagine. So when I did decide to choose swimming, I knew I was making the right choice because I'd done everything, and I've never gone back on that decision or ever kind of sat around and been like, well, shoot, like, what if I had done volleyball? Because I know I've been there, I've experienced that, and I have always been a water bug. I mean, when I was born, I basically just, like, came out of the womb and into the water. Like, I just absolutely love it more than anything, and that's the way it's always been. It's just me wanting to be in the water. And so I had passions for some of those other sports, but never anything like the passion I have for swimming.
I've always found the dynamic between athlete and coach interesting because it is a very tenuous relationship. I'm sure it's kind of a love-hate relationship, so a little bit like a marriage. But since 7 years old, you've been coached by Todd Schmitz. Tell me a little bit about how that relationship developed, and what does a coach have to do to make sure they pat their athlete on the back at one time and maybe kick them in the rear end sometimes, too?
You know, I think that's the best thing about Todd. We have been, athlete coach for 7 years now, so or not 7 years, excuse me, 11. And now I'll be going out to college, so it's going to be a really hard change, I think, for both of us, but I'm very excited to start with my new coach at Berkeley. But I think one of the best things Todd does is he knows when to kick my butt and when to encourage me, and he can do it at the same time. He knows when I walk in immediately whether or not I've had a good day or a bad day. We've just known each other for so long and know each other that well, and so he's able to tell me, you know, in a set, if he knows I can be better, he will just look at me and I'll know. Like, he can just say, miss, like, push yourself here. You really got to push yourself. This is it. You got to give it all you got. And that's all it takes for me to realize, all right, I need to go. Like, I need to do this. And right as I finish, he'll be right there cheering the whole team on again. And that's one of the best things about Todd is he's known for his cheering. He runs up and down the pool deck with us and jumps and screams and yells. So you never feel like you're doing the set alone. And he always makes it so much fun, which I think is the most important thing, especially with swimming. I mean, we stare at a black line for 2 hours straight. So you really have to think of ways to make that creative and fun. And he always does that.
Does he know when to pull back and when you may need a little bit of a mental break and just maybe let some silence come into the relationship?
Absolutely, and I think that comes a lot with time and getting to know your athletes. I think that's the best thing a coach can do is get to know your athletes. And like I said, he can tell by the look on my face when I walk into practice what kind of a day I've had. And he knows the days when I'm absolutely exhausted. I mean, I think after last year and this year, I went to morning workout the night after my prom. So I did not go to bed at all, and I just went to 5 a.m. morning workout. So he knows I'm going to be exhausted. So he's not going to be pushing me to my max that morning. He's just going to try and get me through the workout without drowning. But he knows exactly when and where to push me, and I think that all comes just from knowing me and the kind of swimmer and athlete that I am.
Are you a goal setter? I mean, do you set up something? I know Mike Krzyzewski, the coach at Duke University, I once asked him, I said, Mike, do you set goals? He said, no. And I was surprised to hear that, Missy. He said, what if I set a goal of winning 20 games and we won our first 20 games? What would I do after that? And I thought it was an interesting response. So, again, I wondered whether you were a goal setter or not.
I'm not as big of a goal setter as some other athletes. I mean, when it comes to goals for me, they're on a much smaller level. So I never think of my goals as a time or a place. I always think of my goals as technicalities in my strokes that I need to work on. So one of my goals right now for swimming is to work on my underwaters because I know I have so much room to improve there. So that's my biggest goal going into college is to improve my underwaters. It has nothing to do with what place I get or what time I have. It's all the small things that I know will lead to better places and better times.
Tell me a little bit about the great swimmers, what they consistently do. I mean, swimmers like Ryan Lochte and Michael Phelps and even your teammate on the women's team, Katie Ledecky. What is it that you all do consistently that makes you successful?
I would say smile, honestly. I mean, we all know what it takes. I mean, to be on the national team stage for swimming, everyone knows what it takes to be there. It's a lot of hours, it's a lot of work, and it's a lot of fun, but it takes a lot to get there. And once you're there, you need to enjoy it. And I think that's what we all realize is we work so hard. So when we get to that big meet and our big moment, we just need to go out there and have fun and have the time of our life and just enjoy it because these opportunities come once in a lifetime. So I think that's something USA Swimming does so wonderfully is just teach us that it's all about the hard work to get there, and once you're there, you just enjoy it.
I know the people that are listening around the world to this interview are just going to be blown away by your enthusiasm, but also the thing that came out of the Olympics last year, and I think you know this, not only from where you lived in Colorado, but just the input of people around the world, was just how much fun and how you exuded that and showed that. And that's a hard thing to do for somebody that's young. I mean, the media loves you. You have a future in the media. And I can imagine, I mean, I'm sure you're going to tell me, you know, but I can't get a date. Don't try to sell that one on me, Missy. But you could
No. Honestly, that's just who I am, though. I mean, that's how I've been brought up. That's what I've been taught. Is just to have fun. I mean, life is too short to do anything but that. So I love swimming more than anything, whether I was a world champion or whether I was swimming on my summer club team in my neighborhood pool, which is how I got my start. I mean, I've loved it every single day, and I will continue loving it for the rest of my life because it's a part of who I am. It's not doesn't make me, you know, all of who I am. There's so much more to me than just swimming, but it is such a huge part of me and why I am the way I am. And I am so grateful to the sport for everything that it's done for me.
I have a friend of mine who's a professional athlete. She plays professional basketball, and I told her you were going to be on with us. And she said, would you ask her a question for me? I said, what's that? She said, what is it that she wants to do? Because like any pro athlete or amateur athlete and somebody in swimming, you can't go on forever. So, you know, she looks like the perfect young lady, but what is it that she wants to do professionally beyond just swimming? And that's an excellent question. What road are you going to take maybe professionally?
You know, I really haven't decided yet. Hopefully I will be able to swim professionally one day. I would absolutely love that. But after that, I'm still really working it out. I have a passion for so many different things. I love the ocean. I love marine mammals. So I would love to be involved in that some way. But I also love teaching. I would absolutely love to be a primary school teacher. I love kids more than anything. So that's the great thing is I have so many different passions for different things that I know I'm going to be able to find something that I absolutely love. I just kind of have to figure out what that is.
I know the person that is your favorite athlete pretty well. I've had her in the studio here, and we've talked a number of times, Natalie Coughlin.
Yeah, absolutely.
And when you look at somebody and what she was able to do in swimming, what is it that you respect the most of somebody like her who's been somewhat of a pioneer?
I mean, it's hard to put into words how incredible Natalie is and what she's done for our sport. I mean, I've been on several trips with her now, and she's, I think, been the captain of the women's team on every trip I've been on with her. And I think that shows how respected she is by all of the swimmers and the coaches that are on these trips with her. She is so knowledgeable about the sport, and not just the strokes, not the technique, but the mental aspect of it and how to handle all the pressure. And she's been able to do it with such a grace. And it's incredible just to see her and take her passion for swimming and put it into her whole life. I mean, I've talked to her a bunch, and she has this incredible garden. She's an unbelievable cook. Like, she does all these incredible things that help her with her swimming, and you know that swimming helps with that, and it's just incredible how, you know, it's so hard to put into words. Like, she just has everything under wraps, and she knows exactly, like, how this will help and how that will help, and it's incredible. Like, I wish someday I can be as put together as she is, because it just seems like she knows what she's doing all the time, and I can only hope to be half as knowledgeable as she is one day.
Yeah, I asked her. I said, listen, I'll give you my name right now for the reservation for the restaurant. Yeah, I know you want to.
Yeah, Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I will be there with you.
We only have about a minute left, and I just wonder, what was it like coming back home to Colorado after the world spotlight in London? What was it? Was it a little bit mind-blowing for you?
Oh, without a doubt. I remember I got back into the United States, and we were in the United Lounge, and I walked in, and every single person stood up and started clapping, and I was absolutely moved to tears. It was just unbelievable. I mean, I hadn't even been home yet. I think I was in, like, Washington or Chicago or something, and I first time back in the States, and this is the kind of response I get. And then I came home, and there was workers on the tarmac with signs that said, "Welcome home, Missy," and I came out, and there was, I mean, 50 people standing around my gate with balloons and signs and American flags, and it was just like, what have I done? Like, what? And it really kind of just hit me on, like, everything that had happened, and it was unbelievable. And coming home was so great, seeing all my friends and my family and spending time with them before starting my senior year. And it was definitely different. A lot more people recognized me when I went out, which was a change for sure. But we adapted to it so easily, and I absolutely have loved every second of it.
Missy, I have thoroughly enjoyed this, and since I know you're coming to the San Francisco Bay Area, going to the University of California where you'll swim, and that's right across the bay from me, I hope we have a chance to sit down maybe here in the studio sometime and talk again. You certainly have touched an awful lot of people. So thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Take care, Missy.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
Missy Franklin with us again. 6 gold medals at the World Championships and, of course, 4 goals and a bronze medal at the London Games. We continue on Sports Byline.